When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Not just brutally hot outside, it's record-breaking hot.
109, so that set the record. It broke the record of 107 set a couple, 3 years ago in 2023. When's the last time we hit 109? Just yesterday. Before that, it was September 8th of 2023. We had 110, so we now have 30 triple-digit days so far. Normal is 20. Some years are above that, like this one. Record is 71, set back in 2011. We're not going to make that. But boy, it is dangerously hot out there.
NBC5 Chief Meteorologist Rick Mitchell says we're still under an extreme heat warning for at least another day, but we are not expected to set another record tomorrow.
KRLD, Power Grid Update.
Where we might see some records is with the grid right now. This is the peak of the time where people are needing the electricity. Right now, demand is just under 91,000 megawatts. Right at 91,000, actually, it's just moving up to 91,442. That would be in the area of record-breaking. And if once that becomes the record, we will let you know. KRLD is tracking the grid, and we will continue to do so in this heat.
Now, in addition to that extreme heat, North Texas is dealing with a lot of fires.
With the dry vegetation, as well as the increase of wind that we didn't have last week, we're seeing elevated fire conditions.
That's Matthew Ford with the A&M Forest Service. He says the biggest wildfire crews are dealing with right now is the Ross Fire in Palo Pinto County. It's exploded to 2,500 acres. Right now, it's only 5% contained. Another massive fire is burning in Midlothian. It's burning at a steel mill. Smoke can be seen for miles, and several agencies are helping. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has announced the launch of Operation Economic Outcast, a round of sanctions meant to cut off all business dealings with Iran.
Bessent says countries and companies that continue helping Iran move money, sell oil, or evade those sanctions could also be cut off from the U.S. dollar system. Now, the president has been calling world leaders himself, according to Bessent, pressuring them to cut off ties to Iran. And President Trump also wrote on social media this morning that, quote, "We're winning against everyone, including Iran, whose country is in economic and military death spiral."
And News Nation's Libby Dean reports China, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates are among Iran's biggest trading partners.
President threatening to double the tariffs on Canadian goods after they broke off with negotiations.
Right now it's at 25%, but what he's threatening is 50%. We do have some time until that kicks in. That wouldn't start until next year, January 1st. But the threat, of course, is noteworthy because it comes just days after these trade negotiations just broke down completely between Washington and Ottawa and Canada. We've heard from them a lot about their how they're preparing to respond with these dollar-for-dollar retaliatory tariffs, and that came from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Acknowledging that rising homeowners insurance premiums are squeezing Texas families, Governor Abbott is asking the Texas Department of Insurance to do something about it.
It's all part of Governor Abbott's new Keep Texas Affordable campaign initiative. He sent a letter to Texas Department of Insurance Commissioner Amanda Crawford, citing that the average annual homeowner's insurance premium has increased 79% in just 6 years, from under $2,000 in 2020 to over $3,500 today. He's also directing Crawford to require insurers to include a home's fortified roof status in their rate-setting calculations in order to reduce costs. He's also asking her to create an insurance fraud task force. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here at home, North Richland Hills, we're looking at a possible property tax increase, and people got their first chance to weigh in on it tonight.
The proposed rate is about 55.5 cents per $100 of taxable value. That's up from just under 50 cents now, an increase of nearly 6 cents. The proposed rate is above the no new revenue rate, meaning it would generate more property tax revenue from existing property than last year. But it does remain below the voter approval rate that would automatically require an election. North Richland Hills estimates the average homeowner's city tax bill would be about $1,563. Tonight's hearing starts at 7 with a final vote scheduled for next month. From the 24-hour news center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
People in Arlington have one final chance to learn about the city's proposed $765 million budget for next year. The city's last budget town hall is scheduled for Wednesday at 6 inside City Hall Chamber. The proposed budget includes increasing funding for public safety, street maintenance, restoring funding for the animal services, and funding for technology enhancements for 9/11 dispatch. The budget will be adopted next month as the next fiscal year starts on October 1st.
Country's highest court clearing the way for the president to put in portions of an executive order over mail-in voting.
What the Supreme Court's conservative majority said today in this 6-3 decision is that that order, because it has not been fully implemented yet, has not actually hurt any of the states, and therefore they don't have standing to bring a challenge. But I should say that the court was clear that if this is implemented in an unlawful way, usurping state authority around elections, they can come back to the court.
That is Devin Dwyer reporting from ABC.
Cowboys are back home in Frisco after 4 weeks in Oxnard, California. Head coach Brian Schottenheimer says the team is still working on that final roster.
We look forward to these next 2 days practicing in front of fans and here at the Star. And there's a lot of tight battles, if you will, for certain spots. And you guys get it. It's a very competitive roster and 53 guys and the practice squad. So they need to maximize, and they will, these opportunities along with the game on Friday night.
Next up for the Cowboys, their final preseason game at home against the Saints on Friday night.
And don't you know that they love practicing outdoors in this 108 heat when they'd been in Oxnard where it's been 70s?
I guarantee they ain't practicing outdoors too much. They're going to that Ford Field to practice indoors. That's where all the people come and watch them.
Right. There must be something in the air today and today alone. August 24th is known as the biggest day of the year when people call in sick from work. It included our boss. Might have been worse today since it's a Monday. Just under 1% of all workers called out on August 24th over the last 5 years. That's more than any other date on the calendar. February 13th is second, which does make a little more sense when you figure it's right around the Super Bowl and the day before Valentine's Day.
Dallas Cowboys are a notoriously bad preseason team. We all know that. They have been for years.
Not this year, baby.
This year's different.
That's right.
And that's giving a lot of people hope that maybe the regular season and, dare we say, the playoffs might be as well. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but this weekend it was an easy 34-13 preseason win in Phoenix over the Arizona Cardinals, who, by the way, that's going to be a terrible team.
Yeah.
So just come right out.
Starters stink, so you can imagine their backups.
They and the Dolphins are going to be in the battle for that first pick in the draft. I think. For the Cowboys, backup quarterback Joe Milton, he looked pretty good. So did two of his receivers, Camden Brown and Jonathan Mingo again.
By the way, Camden Brown's making this team. He's done – what hasn't he done to prove that he's going to make this team? He's going to be part of those receivers.
Question is, both of these guys may make the take. Cowboys might go with six receivers.
And I remember thinking Jonathan Mingo's playing his way out of here, and suddenly he's
– I know.
Maybe it was worth that fourth-round pick.
So defensively, Savon Revel, played well, had an interception. And rookie linebacker Jayshon Barham, maybe the Cowboys have finally hit on a pick out of Michigan.
Man, he continues to impress. You can do so much with him. He's going to probably He might even start at weak side linebacker instead of, we were thinking that guy from San Francisco that what they traded right. for was going to be the guy.
No,
but
maybe
D
not.
Winners. And so now maybe it's Barham. And who, I mean, he was all over the field, looked great.
He did. He looked really good. Of all of those players, though, who got to deliver the post-game speech to his teammates in the locker room? That would be 6'9" tackle Shiaz Pete, an undrafted free agent out of Kentucky, the first Navajo player to sign with an NFL team.
Boy, the nation showed up for him in Phoenix outside of it. Yeah.
He had his own cheering section, yep. literally. Hundreds of Navajo were at the game giving Pete a standing ovation when he got into the game.
I had a feeling. Phoenix is home to a lot of Native American tribes. Obviously, we got to see that. And it was incredible. It was incredible. I just want to take the moment to thank all the fans and the people who showed up to support me and to celebrate my name and to wear my jersey. I lost count of how many Navajo Nation flags I saw. I saw a Salish Nation flag as well, which was awesome.
Pete is part Salish as well. That's a tribe out of Montana.
Okay.
Best part of all, though, Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer letting Pete address the team after the game.
I saw something I've never seen before. 25 years in the NFL. An entire section cheering for one man.
And that man's going to break us down. Jesus, get your ass in here.
Bring him in.
Well, that was an incredible win. Now I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same star holding on our chest. And I'm proud of us. I'm proud of how far we've come. Oh, man, this game, fate brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
That's hard. I like that. And then he got to do the cheer. Here we go.
Cowboys on me! Cowboys on me! 1, 2, 3, Cowboys!
Let's go, baby.
Get me fired up, man.
I know. I'm ready. Super Bowl. I got the tickets already.
Question is, will Pete make the team?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I was going to say maybe, but maybe the practice squad.
Yeah.
Like, keep this guy around on the practice squad.
Exactly. Do something for him. I like it. But the fact is, that was awesome. And one of the things that I think you're starting to see is that Shoddy has really got a culture here of really a family. These guys, it seems like they really care for each other. The locker room is tight. Even this guy who, you know, is barely known by anybody,
right,
has got everybody in that locker room fired up after that thing. We're family. Fate brought us together, and this is this team will make us brothers. And I'm like, yeah, all right.
I like it.
And I don't know if you noticed, it seems like the Cowboys got a little depth this year at some of these positions. And it's like usually you got the starters and then a bunch of names you don't want to see.
Offensive line being one of them.
Yeah, but this year these coaches are going to have to make some tough decisions
right.
Who makes the team.
It's not obvious this
no.
time around. Now, there was another member of the Cowboys, however. He did not have a good weekend. CeeDee Lamb had his home burglarized in Fairview.
Police say Lamb's Texas home was burglarized while he was 1,400 miles away at training camp in California. They say the suspect broke in through a window and took several high-end personal items. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram, citing police records, reports four luxury bags were stolen, worth more than $300,000. No arrests have been made. It's the latest in a string of break-ins targeting some of the biggest names in sports. Just last month, an intruder entered the Pennsylvania home of Eagle star Saquon Barkley while he and his family were asleep.
They were fine afterwards, obviously unsettled as anyone would be.
Those suspects still at large. Lamb and Barkley join a growing list of athletes, including Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, and NBA star Luka Doncic, whose homes have been targeted in the past 2 years.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.